We're joined here in the post game here, assistant coach Brian Gentry, who got the call tonight to go up on top of the press box. And this may be a continued trend, coach, here. Congratulations. A nice win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a nice win for us. After the last couple of weeks, we kind of needed to get back on track. And with it being a district game, you know, it was a big one we wanted to get. And we started it off right tonight.
And you kind of had a feeling, or you found out a little bit late here in the week here, that Goodland was going to be without Leighton Keir, but they brought in a couple of quarterbacks tonight that were pretty, did a good job servicing in the first and fourth quarter, and they had some scrambles that got down to the 8-yard line, but your defense stiffened up there, forced the interception, and then after the Culp interception, that was one play, 97 yards, just like how you drew it up, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We knew that was going to happen, so you know, we've kind of needed that big play, you know, a spark to get us going, and you know, it hit pretty quick, and Jace was able to make the most out of it. So we did a great job blocking on that play, but yeah, with Leighton being out, you know, that's a big blow to them. They're pretty physical. They got some really good skill guys as well, good speed, good size. You know, that's a pretty good team right there. And with him going down, that, you know, it hurts them. But I thought their backup quarterback came in and did a pretty good job. You know, he probably missed a couple of things that he'd like back, but at the same time, he did a good job, and our defense was able to get a few interceptions and put the offense in good spots.
You know, the offense, you know, it just first few games here struggled running the football, but I think you have to be pretty proud about how you guys were able to establish that ground game and not have to lean on the passing game as much here tonight. And that's a credit to the adjustments you guys were able to make on the offensive side, the offensive line there, and open up some holes.
Yeah, we tried to get a little bit more physical on one side of our line and shifted some guys around, and it really helped us get to you know, kind of keep that end sealed off when we're running around the edges. And you know, when we put our line over there and line them up the way that we did tonight, you know, they give us our best chance to hit the bases and the traps and things like that. So, you know, it wasn't perfect by any means. We had a lot of substitution issues going on that, you know, we weren't great at. We got to get a little better with it. But overall, you know, I think, you know, looking at the yardage that we had tonight, it's a good sign for our guys. And, you know, we want to run the ball. We want to run first and run often, and tonight we were able to do that.
Now, defensively, I think you have to be pretty happy about how your team came out and played here tonight. You know, after that, other than that last drive there, Goodland did not have a first down from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. And, yeah, you had some substitutions in there in the fourth quarter to get some playing time for some of your younger kids. But I thought that was a testament to your players out on the field stepping up there and making the proper adjustments.
Yeah, early on, you know, I think our ends were getting a little bit too far upfield and kind of giving that quarterback some gaps that he could run through. And, you know, that big first run that they had, it got him down there inside the red zone. They, you know, we came upfield a little bit too far. Coach Turner made an adjustment with them. And then it just seemed like we kept, you know, we were subbing in and out guys, cramped up, ankle here, you know. So the guys that came in, you know, I thought they did a good job too. But, you know, Coach Turner always does a great job with the adjustments, you know, in-game adjustments, and our defense responded pretty well tonight.
We almost had a lineman touchdown.
Oh,
he's
man.
So close.
Right?
I mean, we're, yeah, come on. You know, that was the time where the secondary, the linebackers, they needed to block for the lineman. The lineman would block all time, right?
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You see a lineman intercept it, you see true joy. I mean, he's jumping up and down. He's so happy when he makes that. And, you know, it was pretty good hand-eye coordination because it hit him, and he kind of bobbled it, and he was able to secure it again. And, you know, so that's good for him. You know, anytime you get a lineman, get an interception, it's pretty cool.
Well, that was almost reminiscent of what Gabe Bowers did 2 years ago against Goodland.
Yeah, I think it's because Coach McEachern works with him on that all the time. He just throws it at him, lets him pick it off because he was pretty good at it, too.
Yes, he was. Well, this is a big confidence builder for you guys, definitely. And you guys were needing some confidence here. And Goodland came in with a lot of confidence. And now you go to Russell, and they were down big at halftime. And, you know, this is – next one on the road, another opportunity for another district win.
Yeah, you know, it's every game, you know, in the district is a big game. And like we said, we started off the right way tonight. We just got to keep adding to it. And so, you know, hopefully we can get some of the bumps and, you know, bruises, you know, healed up and be healthy and ready to go. You know, we just another team, another new look that we're going to get. And, you know, we got to have our guys, you know, continue to buy in and you know, play with confidence. Like you said tonight, you know, I think this should be a good step in the right direction.
Scott City wins it here in homecoming tonight, 32-6. Thanks again, Coach Gentry, for the post-game interview. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.